The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Text Number 15, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 14, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are diving even deeper into that nectarian ocean known as Srimad Bhagavatam. 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Pure Devotional Service, Text Number 15. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Savai Bhagavato Raja.
Savai Bhagavato Raja.
Pandaveyo Maharato.
Pandaveyo Maharato.
Bala Kridana Kai Kridan.
Bala Kridana Kai Kridan.
Krishna Kridang Yadade.
Krishna Kridang Yadade.
Translation. Maharaj Parikshit, the grandson of the Pandavas, was from his very childhood a great devotee of the Lord. Even while playing with dolls, he used to worship Lord Krishna by imitating the worship of the family deity. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 6:41, it is stated that even a person who has failed in the proper discharge of yoga practice is given a chance to take birth in the house of devout Brahmins or in the houses of rich men like Kshatriya kings or rich merchants. But Maharaj Parikshit was more than that, because he had been a great devotee of the Lord since his previous birth. And as such, he took his birth in an imperial family of the Kurus, and especially that of the Pandavas. So from the very beginning of his childhood, he had the chance to know intimately the devotional service of Lord Krishna in his own family. The Pandavas, all being devotees of the Lord, certainly venerated family deities in the royal palace for worship. Children who appear in such families fortunately generally imitate such worship of the deities, even in the way of childhood play. By the grace of Lord Sri Krishna, we had the chance of being born in a Vaishnava family, and in our childhood we imitated the worship of Lord Krishna by imitating our father. Our father encouraged us in all respects to observe all functions, such as the Ratayatra and Dolayatra ceremonies, and he used to spend money liberally for distributing prasad to us children and our friends. Our spiritual master, who also took his birth in a Vaishnava family, got all inspirations from his great Vaishnava father, Thakur Bhaktivinod. That is the way of all lucky Vaishnava families. The celebrated Mirabai was a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna as the great lifter of Govardhan Hill. The life history of many such devotees is almost the same, because there is always symmetry between the early lives of all great devotees of the Lord. According to Jiva Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit must have heard about the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna at Vrindavan, for he used to imitate the pastimes with his young playmates. According to Sridhar Swami, Maharaj Parikshit used to imitate the worship of the family deity by elderly members. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti also confirms the viewpoint of Jiva Goswami. So accepting either of them, Maharaj Parikshit was naturally inclined to Lord Krishna from his very childhood. He might have imitated either of the above-mentioned activities, and all of them establish his great devotion from his very childhood, a symptom of a Mahabhagavata. Such Mahabhagavatas are called Nitya Siddhas, are souls liberated from birth. But there are also others who may not be liberated from birth, but who develop a tendency for devotional service by association, and they are called sadhana siddhas. There is no difference between the two in the ultimate issue, and so the conclusion is that everyone can become a sadhana siddha, a devotee of the Lord, simply by association with the pure devotees. A concrete example is our great spiritual master, Sri Narad Muni. In his previous life, he was simply a boy of a maidservant. But through association with great devotees, he became a devotee of the Lord of his own standard, unique in the history of devotional service. Om Ajnanatimanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, we can see here what a greatly fortunate personality is Maharaj Parikshit.
И така тук може да видим колко щастлива личност е бил Махараджа Парикшит.
That he was born into a Krishna conscious family.
Затова че той е бил роден в Кришна съзнато семейство.
But what about the poor souls who were not born into Krishna conscious families?
Но какво да правят тези бедни души, които не са родени в такива семейства?
What will be their fate?
Каква ще бъде тяхната съдба?
Srila Prabhupada describes here in his very wonderful purport, there are two types of siddhas, or liberated persons.
Srila Prabhupada обяснява тук в този много хубав коментар, че има два вида сиди или
there are the Nitya Siddhas and the Sadhana Siddhas. The Nitya Siddhas, they are liberated from their very birth. The Sadhana Siddhas, they take birth as conditioned soul. But by the association with pure devotees, the conditioned soul can become sadhana siddha. Prabhupada says that in the ultimate issue there is no difference between sadhana siddha and nitya siddha. And just like in this material world, there are two different ways of becoming a billionaire.
Както в този материален свят има два начина човек да стане милионер.
You can be born as a billionaire by being born into a billionaire family.
Човек може да стане милионер като е роден в семейство на милионери.
Or you can become a billionaire by starting a successful business like Microsoft Corporation.
Или може да станеш милионер или милиардер като започнеш успешен бизнес като Microsoft компания.
So once you're a billionaire, what difference does it make whether you were born as a billionaire or you started some business and became a billionaire?
Веднъж щом станеш милионер, какво значение има дали си наследил това или си го придобил с бизнес?
Billionaire is billionaire.
Милионер си милионер.
So Siddha is Siddha. Whether he became Siddha by sadhana or he was Nitya Siddha, there is no difference.
изпълнение на садана или е бил нитя сидха, няма никаква разлика.
So siddha is siddha.
Така че сидха си е сидха.
Some people argue that unless someone is nitya siddha, they cannot be a spiritual master.
Някои хора спорят, поставят този аргумент, че освен ако не е нитя сидха, човек не може да стане духовен учител.
That is foolish argument.
Това е глупав аргумент.
Because Narada Muni is a sadhana siddha.
Понеже Narada Muni е sadhana siddha.
And he is our great spiritual master.
А той е нашия велик духовен учител.
According to their argument, Narada Muni is not qualified to be a spiritual master.
Според техния аргумент, Narada Muni не е квалифициран да бъде духовен учител.
But we know he is one of our sampradaya acharyas.
Но ние знаем, че той е един от ачарите в нашата сампрадая.
Krishna enlightened Brahmaji.
Krishna просветлил Брамаджи.
Брамаджи enlightened Narada.
Брамаджи просветлил Narada.
Who enlightened Vyas?
Който просветлил Вяса.
How does that song go? Chaturmukha Krishna hai te chaturmukha hai Krishna sevan mukha. When is that? Anyone know that song? The Sampradaya song. It's a very nice song. It gives the by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, it gives the whole parampara. Very beautiful song. Krishna hai te chaturmukha hai Krishna sevan mukha. And it's, yeah, Narad Muni's name is mentioned there. The whole the siddhic succession is given in this very nice song.
Песен от Бхакти Сиданта Сарасвати се дава цялата ученическа последователност и името на Narada Muni е споменато там.
So in this way, whether one is sadhana siddha or nitya siddha, siddha is siddha.
И така, независимо дали някой е sadhana siddha или nitya siddha, той е siddha.
And if we can associate with such siddhas,
и ако ние можем да общуваме с такива сиди,
from either the category of nitya or sadhana siddha.
Било то от категорията на нитя или на садана сиддха.
Then we become siddha.
Тогава ние ставаме сиддха.
So, becoming siddha, that is the purpose of human life.
Да ставаме сиддха, това е целта на човешкия живот.
If we don't become siddha, we have wasted our life.
Ако не станеме сиддха, ние сме си пропиляли живота.
Therefore, it is enjoined in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Ikai, Lava Matra Sarva Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. That you must associate with the sadhus. By that Sadhu Sangha, even for a brief moment, you can achieve all types of siddha. Siddhis. Siddhis, yeah. All sarva siddhi hoi. All types of siddhis you can achieve.
Посредством тази садо санга, човек, дори за част от секундата, човек може да постигне всички видове съвършенства и сиддхи.
So, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, has so kindly founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. To give the whole world the opportunity to associate with siddhas. So, who will be those siddhas that the people associate with? That's supposed to be us. Our duty is to become siddhas, become pure devotees. So that others can become pure devotees by our association.
И другите посредством нашето общуване да станат чисти преданодари.
So we have to see, am I focusing on becoming a pure devotee?
Затова ние трябва да видим дали ние се фокусираме върху това да станем чисти преданодари.
Or am I focusing on eating, sleeping, mating and defending?
просто сме насочили вниманието си към ядене, спане, съкупляване и самозащита.
I can guarantee you this.
Мога да ви гарантирам следното.
If you're more absorbed in eating, sleeping, mating and defending,
ако вие сте по погълнати в ядене, спане, съкупляване и самозащита,
then you are in becoming a pure devotee.
Тогава вие няма да станете чист
преданник. You're not going to be very happy. And on the other hand, I guarantee you this. That if you focus more on developing pure devotional service than you do on eating, sleeping, mating and defending, you will taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. And that nectar will get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
И нектара ще става все по-сладък и по-сладък и по-сладък.
So who is that person?
Какво е тази личност?
Who would not want to cultivate pure devotional service is the most important thing.
Която няма да иска да култивира чистото правилно служене като най-важното нещо.
Only that poor soul who is, doesn't know what's going on.
Само тази нещастна душа, която не знае какво става.
So we have to know what's going on.
И така ние трябва да знаем какво става.
And how do we know what's going on?
И как знаем това?
We have to read Prabhupada's books.
Трябва да четем книгите на Прабхупада.
By reading these books of Srila Prabhupada, we will know exactly what's going on.
Четейки книгите на Прабхупада, ние ще знаем точно какво става.
And we will be able to live our life in such a way that we achieve the goal in one lifetime.
И ние ще живеем живота си така, че да постигнем своята цел в рамките на този живот.
Therefore, do not waste your life running here and there for sense gratification.
И затова не дейте да си пропилявате живота, тичайки насам натам за стимули съждения.
Your sense gratification will naturally come to you anyway just by dint of your own past karma.
Вашето сетивно наслаждение така или иначе ще си дойде при вас в резултат на предишната ви карма.
You do not have to endeavor very much for your sense gratification.
Вие не трябва да полагате извънредни усилия за своето сетивно наслаждение.
It's coming to you anyway.
То така или иначе ще си дойде.
If your karma is to become a millionaire, you'll become a millionaire.
Ако вашата карма е да станете милионер, това ще стане.
If your karma is to be, you know, in a very simple living situation, you will be in a simple living situation.
Ако вашата карма е да живеете в много обикновени прости условия, вие ще си живеете така.
There's not much that we can do to change that.
Човек не може да направи кой знае какво за да промени това.
But there's one thing we can change.
Но има едно нещо, което ние можем да.
And that is our consciousness. That is the way that we perceive things. And here is an insider secret for you. The way you perceive things affects the way that you experience things. Your vision and your experience run in parallel line together.
Или начина, по който виждате и усещате нещата, върват ръка за ръка.
If you can see everything in a Krishna conscious way,
ако може да гледате на всичко по Кришна съзнат начин,
you will experience transcendental nectar at every minute.
Вие ще вкусвате трансцендентален нектар във всеки миг.
Therefore, we have to cultivate proper vision.
Затова ние трябва да култивираме правилно виждане.
The term given by Srila Prabhupada is Shastra Chakshus.
Термина, който Шрила Прабхупада дава е Shastra Chakshu.
One who sees everything through the eyes of the scripture.
Или човек, който вижда всичко през очите на писанието.
I see here today that three people here are wearing corrective lenses for their vision.
Аз виждам тук, че днес четирима души носят коригиращи лещи за своето виждане.
If you take off your glasses, how well will you be able to see? Especially Mataji, her glasses are very thick. If she takes off her glasses, how well will she be able to see? But when the glasses are there, then she can more or less see. So, now we are all blind in this material existence. But if we will accept the corrective lenses of the Vedic wisdom, and see everything through the eyes of the Vedic wisdom, then we will have clear vision of reality. And if we act in terms of that reality, our vision will become sharper and clearer and sharper and clearer. And we will see Krishna within everything, and everything within Krishna. Premanjana charito bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu valokayanti yang shama shundaram achintya gunasva rupam govindam adipurusham tamaham vajami. You see? When we can anoint the eyes with the ointment of love of God, Prem Anjana. Anjana means ointment. That word Anjana, it is come into the English language also. I do not know about your Bulgarian language. But there is a word angus, or something like that, angus, which means oily. It, same thing as anjana, ointment. So if we can anoint the eyes with that salve of love of God, then we will see Krishna everywhere, within and without. So where is that shop where we can purchase that ointment? That is the bona fide spiritual master. He is distributing through his lotus mouth that ointment. So how will we apply that ointment emanating from Guru's lotus mouth? We must take that ointment through our ears, through submissive hearing. And through that process, the ointment will anoint our eyes, and we will see Krishna. Gradually, gradually, we will more and more see how Krishna is everywhere. How his hand is acting in every sphere of existence. So I can ask now if there's any questions. There are two types of birth. First birth and second birth. Of the two types of birth, the second birth is more important. Everyone automatically gets a mother and father. Even the animals, they get that first birth. So what makes one human being is dvija, second birth. That second birth comes by guru, who is father, and Vedas. Vedas are our mother. So, we, in that sense, if one becomes initiated disciple, then they are born into the house of Prabhupada. ISKCON is the house of Srila Prabhupada. So anyone who accepts initiation vows and strictly follows those vows, they are born as children in Prabhupada's house. That's a thing. So one has to make sure not to run away from home. Stay in the house of your father or grandfather. Never go away from home. Yes. Who? Nityasiddhas. Okay.
So my question is this, that the children born in ISKCON are the Nityasiddhas.
So the question is, are the children born in ISKCON Nityasiddhas?
Понеже в коментара се каза, че Нитясида приема раждане в семейство на правилно отдадени, въпросът на Матаджи е дали децата родени в семейство на ISKCON са също Нитясида.
Well, you're assuming that they're siddhas. Sometimes they may not be siddhas.
I didn't assume that they are siddhas, but it says that children born in, like, this gives the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
They could be Nityasiddhas. It's possible that a Nityasiddha could take birth in the family of ISKCON devotee. It's certainly a possibility, yes. If they were a pure devotee who came to this world on the order of Krishna to help push forward the ISKCON movement, they are Nityasiddha. And if they were a conditioned soul who was advancing himself along the pathway and qualified by dint of their sincere desire to make spiritual advancement, to take birth in ISKCON family, they are sadhanas. They have the potential of being sadhanas. That will be seen when they grow up, if they can maintain it. Any child may imitate the activity of the parents. But when he becomes adult, that will be the real test, if he's actually fixed in that practice. He's actually siddha. That will be seen when he grows up.
Also, seeing that there are Nityasiddhas, isn't that all the devotees, all the living entities who appear in the material world are the Nityasiddhas, but they are conditioned?
Yes. The living entities who take birth in this material world are conditioned souls. Generally. Yes. That's right.
Нали така, че душите, които са били Нитясида в духовния свят, като са дошли тук в материалния, те стали обусловени? Да, това е така.
This is a technicality. Are you getting into technicalities? But
това са технически подробности.
Living entities in the spiritual world are this is complicated to understand now, but if you open the subject matter, Nitya Siddha, all the living entities in the spiritual world are Nitya Siddha, but Nitya Siddha can also become Nitya Badha if he forgets his actual eternal relationship with Krishna. It's getting rather complicated, but I don't know, we only have 3 minutes to go into it. And he had a question.
Yes. He accepts this explanation about Nitya and Sadhana Siddha, but he has heard that for us to become a Sadhana Siddha, it's actually very difficult. So we are rather in the category of Kripa Siddha, becoming perfect by mercy. So can you explain more about this?
So the question is, Sadhana Siddha is very difficult. So how we can become Sadhana Siddha? There's also called Kripa Siddha by mercy.
Kripa Siddha через милост за нас може би е по-лесно да стане.
Actually, to become Sadhana Siddha requires Kripa. Kripa Siddha refers to someone who didn't do any sadhana, who just got pure Kripa and became a pure devotee.
Kripa Siddha се отнася за някой, който не е извършил никаква садана и просто е станал чист преродан посредством милост.
There's one devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He made a determination, the next person I see, I will make him a devotee.
Има един такъв преродан на Бог Чайтанья, който Бог Чайтанья е решил, следващата личност, която видя, ще го направя преродан.
So he bestowed pure prema bhakti on the next person he saw. That person was a Kripa Siddha. He was blessed by a powerful Vaishnava and became Siddha just by the mercy, with no sadhana. Do you know that story? Yes, it was corpse. He went to take his bath in the holy river and he saw a corpse floating down the river. So he blessed that corpse to come to life and become a pure devotee. That's called Kripa
Siddha.
So some ISKCON member may say, well, these rules and regulations of ISKCON are too difficult. I will give up sadhana and I will just wait for creep to become a Kripa Siddha. You may wait for millions of lifetimes and still not become Siddha. You better understand that the opportunity for sadhana is itself Kripa. So actually our position is we are Kripa-Sadhana Siddhas or Sadhana-Kripa Siddhas. Combination. That is our position. By the mercy of Prabhupada, we have gotten this sadhana bhakti process. And it is only by the mercy of the spiritual master that we can make progress in the sadhana. It is not that there must be Kripa within sadhana, otherwise sadhana will never lead to siddha. You cannot advance in sadhana without Kripa. Krishna consciousness is not a mechanical process. that you can simply repeat the names of God on your lips and become siddha. No.
Просто повтаряйки имената на Бога със своите устни да постигнете сида. Не е възможно.
To advance in sadhana requires the mercy of Krishna.
За да напредне човек в садхана има нужда от милостта на Кришна.
It requires the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Изисква се милостта на Бог Чайтанья.
It requires the mercy of the spiritual master.
Има нужда от милостта на духовния учител.
He must have kripa, otherwise you can never become situated properly in sadhana. Some we say kripa siddha, it refers to those who didn't do any sadhana at all, who just got it bestowed upon them. So don't you try to be like them. You focus on being sadhana siddha. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna. I think our time has run out, so we'll stop here. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.